Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Fire Night.
Interface complete.
Busy people, busy. I don't know this. Dang. Yeah. All right, people. We is back in the building after long vacation, 4 days, 4 or 5 days. Been out of town for the family reunion, if you've been wondering. Hope you have. And, you know, every 2 years, you got to, if you don't do it, you know what I'm saying, make a practice on your family to get it started. It's called a family reunion, you know what I'm saying? That's when all your family from all around the world come together in one place, you know what I'm saying, and y'all do family-related activities, you know what I'm saying? And been down in Fort Lauderdale for the weekend, and shouts out to everybody down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, all the family down there. And, yeah. But the one that I nailed, this made it on My Health, Your Health Monday. Because this is right back at the Monday, and it'll help you somewhat. Because today we're talking about the summer cold, man. You know? Yeah, summer cold. So this is how the description goes for the shizzo. Be gone for the weekend and spend some time with my family at our family reunion. Had a great time, although had a summer cold kick in and almost shut me down. Yeah, so come on through and welcome this show back. As Captain Spell So Good and international co-host, Faye and I embark on a mission of health and awareness. The real. Bring it in. And I'm bringing y'all some articles, good stuff like that from WebMD.com. I got to take this out real quick. And so, look that up. Real quick, and that's where we're going to get some information from. We're going to talk about what exactly is a summer cold. And you're going to hear it throughout the show because I still got it. I'm still congested as hell. And be, you know, taking some periodic cough breaks, cough my head off because I'm still suffering a little bit. So please forgive that. But I am here, you know what I'm saying, representing. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If not, he's
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
That real. You know, not that he's a rider. No, no. Trying to hook up my little back, vibrating, man. My back been hurting and shit. Come back. Back hurting. All kind of stuff, man. Been having a rough weekend, but it's great seeing family. You know what I'm saying? Get a couple of shout outs from the fam. Shout out to, some of the people that showed up, you know what I'm saying, to entertain for us. Comedian, y'all need to look out for, it's going to be hitting the world soon. Female by the name of H2O, you know what I'm saying, kept it real. And if you ever see her act, you'll start laughing because you know what I'm talking about. Keeping it real. And, yeah, she did a good show last night. You know, well, she did get the show out of a dinner banquet. And that was excellent. She did an excellent show. Shout out to the photographer came through, you know what I'm saying? Came down and did his thing. We had a good photographer. good DJ, you know what I'm saying? DJ K do them. Played a couple of old school hits for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And pumped up the twist and gotta find that Cha Cha Slide remix. It's a Cha Cha Slide remix out there, people. And it's jam. It's what? Oh, I forgot my shit's powered by Babylon. The Babylon. Yeah. Test and keep iPad Wi-Fi. I don't believe that. Download this damn toolbar. I'm probably taking off, though. It's got some shit that I don't even need. Too many damn advertisements. Take this shit off. But anyway, I know y'all like what. So, WebMD.com. Let's see if they got any information on what summer cold is. Or if that's just some shit weak down here in the South calling. Because it only seems like, you know, during the summertime when I get the cold, you know what I'm saying? And start getting sweats and chills and all this other kind of shit. When I came home and told everybody what I got, man, it was like, oh, man, I had that shit before. Oh, man, it sucks. Yeah, it does. Let's see. I don't know what we got here. Summer sinus problems. Deep stroke. I don't know if that's it, but that's something related to it because I got sinus problems too. If you are among the 37 million Americans who suffer from sinus problems, you know just how miserable the symptoms can make you feel. And here, the congestion, the facial pain, the post-nasal drip, which I got all symptoms. Summer often brings a bit of respite, as the cold viruses that trigger most cases of sinusitis are less active in warm weather. And experts say the sinus problems that do crop up in summer can often be avoided if you take these six precautions. First of all, you got to watch out for pollen. Most parts of the country, the air outdoors is filled with pollen in summer months. Pollen is harmless to most people. But for some, breathing pollen-laden air can cause symptoms ranging from sneezing and itching, watery eyes, to nasal congestion, which in turn can bring sinus trouble. Yeah. There's no way to avoid pollen entirely. It's blowing all over the place. Says an MD from the Department of Otolaryngology at Loyola University. You can't put yourself in a bubble and surgical mask and surgical mask don't filter everything out. Yeah, that'd be weird too, because why the hell you got motherfuckers walking around in China with damn surgical mask on when they acting like that shit stopping the sickness and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all good. Shouts out to Saturday Night. I'm singing in the bitch, can't even say it right. It's all good, though, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it. We're going to make it, though, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's kicking my ass, people. And keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? But it helps to stay in north in the morning hours when pollen levels peak. When indoors or in your car, keep the windows up and air condition on. A HEPA, H-E-P-A, air filter and vacuum cleaner can be helpful, especially if your home is carpeted, and if you have a dog that spends time outside. Bathing it regularly during the summer months will help keep it from tracking pollen throughout your house. Hay fever sufferers who are planning a summer getaway may want to check pollen levels at their destination before finalizing that itinerary. And a week at the beach, where pollen levels tend to be low, might make more sense than a week of camping, where you're surrounded by toilets and all this other kind of shit that really can spoil your day. I do believe that one. Man, I'm so congested, man. You got anything for me, Timmy?
Timmy!
Besides that, you punk little ass. I said, man. Timmy ain't no good, people. Whatever activity for medication, you give me some of his damn anti-window licking medication, and you don't want that. You don't want that. All right. Anyways. Okay, number two. And this all this information, people, is coming from WebMD.com, so you can go and check that out for yourself. Here we go. Stock up on nasal spray, which I need to go get my little inhaler. Because sinus infections typically start off as cold, steps to take you take to ward off cold-causing rhinoviruses also help safeguard your sinuses. One of the most important precautions is to keep your nasal passages moist. You can do this with the help of an over-the-counter salt water saline spray, and keep a bottle handy, and give each nostril a blast several times a day. Which is probably what I need to go get. I went and got the damn, like the Vicks nasal inhaler. This shit, it semi works. You know what I'm saying? Right. This doesn't sound good for men, but alrighty. Try douching. Yeah. Nasal douching, that is. Yeah. It moistens nasal passages and helps rid the nose of bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens that can lead to sinus pain and inflammation. Nasal douching, a.k.a. nasal irrigation, is easy to do. Once a day, lean over the sink, tilt your head, and rinse out your nostrils with warm salt water. You can do this in less than 5 minutes, which I'm probably going to try in a few minutes, and I will let you guys know. Says Scott P. Stranger, MD of the Big Name Wordology at the end of it, at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Exactly. Make it part of your toothbrushing routine, and you just need about 2 tablespoons of water for each side. If you find it hard to manipulate a squeeze bottle or bulb, try a neti pot. That's a receptacle specially designed for nasal douching. Right. Douche your nose, people. Douche your nose. Oh, that hurts when I laugh. It hurts when I laugh. All right. That was just bullshit. All right, I got a couple more for you. You know, I got about 4 or 5 more for you. A couple more hits. And real quick, one. Jump off to a quick song because I got to go and blow the old nosy. You know what I'm saying? Some people won't think I'm nosy. And this is Akira Lovely. You know what I'm saying? Call it nothing. Once again, shouts out to Side Nine up in the building representing Neverland. This is how we do. My Health, Your Health Monday. Actually, this is Right Back At You Monday. It's still Health.
It's nothing. You know I got what you need. You know I got what you need. I beat the streets with my feet, forever be hustling. You know I got what you need. You know I got what you need. I beat the streets with my feet. I beat the streets with my feet. I beat the streets with my feet. Forever be hustling. I beat the streets with my feet. I beat the streets with my feet. I beat the streets with my feet. Forever be hustling. You know I got what you need.
Like they bigger than they are, frontin' and flexin' like they doin' more than they doin'. Just tell them it's nothing. Hey, hey.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
Thank you.
But it's all good. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and beam up a couple of people up in this mofo flipper. A couple meeting one got me. Sayonai.
Tenet!
Hey, Smelly, what's up? What's up? It's been a while.
Oh, man, had to take a vacation. See some family out there. Shout out to the Burroughs family. You know what I'm saying? Burroughs family reunion. 2010 going down Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And good time. Family is the sunshine of our lives. That was the theme for this biannual family reunion. You know what I'm saying? And we had a good time, man.
Okay.
Not really.
Talking about friends and family, I have to say hi to you from Angel. And Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
She'll be back soon, I guess. She has something to do and take care of, so she'll be back later.
Oh, everything's been all right, though?
Yeah, that will be all right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, my co-host came, well, excuse me, brother. My old co-host, you know what I'm saying, came through. She hit me up on Facebook and said she was going to come through the show. She had to get up like 4 in the morning. So we on the same time zone, so it's 12 here, so it's 12 a.m. there, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why she ain't really been coming on the show.
I have to, what, New Zealand?
In Australia.
No. I have people from New Zealand are exactly 12 hours from me.
Oh.
And in Australia, it's a little bit earlier, I guess 6 hours earlier, because,
between
you and Australia, it's 12 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 16 for me. For me in New Zealand, it's actually 16. I got a friend of mine named Little Lola. And every time she calls, it be crazy. You know what I'm saying? She a day and a fucking half ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we even with Australia, but then when she calls, it's like, nah, we're 6 hours ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, goddamn, you already halfway into the day. You know what I'm saying? The next day. I don't know. Time zones are crazy, man. Real crazy.
Pretty sucky, yeah, I know.
Real
crazy.
But what's been happening, brother, man? How you been doing, man?
I've been doing fine. I had to detox from the Smelly Show last week.
You had the who?
You had a show, I guess it was on Tuesday, but you were late, so you started it 2 hours later than normally.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I forgot about my damn family reunion. So then I had to turn around and beat to get all the shit ready for the damn family reunion. I totally forgot about all that. I had to run around and, you know, tidy up things before I left off. And but, you know, in order not to, you know, if I missed the show, I went ahead and just did it later on in the evening, but you know, with archives before, that's what archives are for.
Did you have to travel far to get to the family reunion?
Yeah, we went up to Fort Lauderdale, which is about 4 hours away, down by Miami, Florida, which is actually like at the bottom of Florida, you know what I'm saying? When you don't drive no further than Miami, you're going to end up in Cuba and shit. And you ain't driving to Cuba. You do have to take a boat there, so you ain't gonna just drive over there and be like, hey, I'm here. No. Cuba is not having that, and they're still under a dictatorship, so I don't think you want to be visiting there. But
not I don't know.
No, they still say it's a beautiful place for visitors, you know what I'm saying? But if you stay there, it kind of sucks. But motherfuckers still stay there, so I guess they like it.
Well, tourists bring money, and that's important for every country. So I guess for a tourist, it's possible to get in there.
Yeah. Well, tourists go there all the fucking time. Big stars and all that kind of shit, they go there all the time.
The question is, do I want to be there if the population is treated in that way and most of the population is poor? Do I want to be the, in comparison, rich tourist hanging around there? I don't think so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because people with money hanging around people with no money is not a good combination. Yeah, because somebody going to take your money. So do y'all do, is that a custom that you all practice, family reunions?
I guess so. you know that my family is rather old and I came rather late, so I'm a little bit distant from most of my family because of the age difference. But yeah, they try to get me to a family reunion almost every year, but I never go because most of them I hardly have ever seen, and the people I have seen live around the area here, so I can see them on other occasions. The family that lives far, far, far away from me and I've never ever seen in my life, I'm not that interested in meeting up with those people.
Well, you would be surprised, you know what I mean? You would be surprised. I mean, I met a lot of my family members, and, you know, now I ain't never seen them before. I might have seen them once, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, because we do our family reunions every 2 years. So, you know, the last time I went to a family reunion was Statesboro, Georgia, but in between then, I missed one in Texas, California. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about that is we go different states. You know what I'm saying? Like next, 2012, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to be actually DJing for that one. So I know that's going to be an off-the-chain family reunion. So you know what I'm saying? It's not even just about seeing the family. It's just about getting out and being able to travel to different places. You know what I'm saying? Where the family reunion is being held at. And, you know, that's a nice thing that we do. Get the hell up out of Tampa, you know what I'm saying, for a little while. And, you know, go see some other places. So it was, you know, and it's a blessing to see your family, you know what I'm saying, not at a fucking funeral. You know, and that's a big problem what we have down here, you know what I'm saying. The only time we seem to, you know, come together is at funerals, you know what I'm saying. So we just celebrated our 31st family reunion, you know what I'm saying. And that's real big, you know what I'm saying, for family to be able to keep in contact, you know what I'm saying, that long. Over 30 plus years, you know what I'm saying? That's something special. I'm talking about all the way from our eldest, 97 years old, you know what I'm saying, to our youngest of 7 months old, you know, and that shows your family heritage, you know what I'm saying? And it was real cool, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time. And of course, you're going to see people that you never, ever thought you might not see in your life again, but you never know, you know what I'm saying? You never know where you travel at. So now I know I got family in Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Now I know I got family in Ohio. So I know I can definitely go into these places and be welcome. You know what I'm saying? Had I gone there before and not known I got family there, and, you know what I'm saying, kicked out the pocket, you know, what I got there. So, it's, you know, I encourage you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Go to the family reunion, man. Go see the old Cougars, all right? Old people need love, too. Shit. Don't wait till they get into the old folks' home and smelling like Bengay and bedpans, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit. Go and see them before all that. Ask old Jamie to see if his family practices family reunions. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Florida UFOs. In the whole Paranormal Network, man. Check them out, www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com or .spruce.com. Check it all out. Check it all out. Yeah. And we're going to see in just a second if he answers. You ever heard of a summer cold? Or have you ever had a summer cold?
I have it all the time. Every summer.
Yeah.
I don't like air conditioning. It gets me sick, especially when the temperature difference with the outside is too much. So
yeah.
I'm sniffing and coughing every summer.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I don't get sick, you know what I'm saying, like crazy. But, you know, it'll hit me once, like probably the first month of winter, I get sick, and when I get sick, oh man, I'm shut down. I mean, at least for about a week, it shuts me the fuck down. Like, I don't want to do nothing, no smoke, no weed. I don't want to do shit. I don't even want to talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying? And it reflects on this radio show because, oh, man, Spears is down. It's just a sucky time for me. Somewhat like now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm stepped up, sitting there sucking on a fucking nasal inhale, trying to clear my nostrils. And, you know, it's only for the blessing of good people, man, that I'm actually back here keeping it real. Keeping it real. So thank you, guys. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, but the whole weekend, man, I went and got into the pool. Got into the pool on Friday. People don't do this. If you're fucking sick, stay your ass out the goddamn water. And I'm giving you a hard-headed crash course, you know what I'm saying, in that shit. Brought it out and jumped into the pool and then, you know, went back into the hotel. Of course, the damn hotel AC is blasting from the time you walk in to the time you get into your fucking room. I mean, it's just blasting. And then when I get into the fucking room, the goddamn AC is blasting. I'm like, oh, shit. So what do I do as a dumbass? I go take a hot shower. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I take a hot shower. I come out of the fucking hot shower and jump my ass into the bed because, man, I was fucked up. I was fucked up. I felt like I was about to die. My uncle and shit bothered me. Talking, man, let's go get some weed, man. We need to go get something to smoke. Man, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I had no energy, you know, or no interest in going to find nothing to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was a fucking Tylenol or some Advil. Yeah, crush that up in the blood. Now I'll smoke that because, shit, I'm fucked up. And now that I came home, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like it kind of increased. It was pretty normal over the weekend, you know what I'm saying? I kind of made it through it. But now you kind of come down and want to come home, you know, relax a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And still under the AC and shit, though, so not really helping. Didn't really help either. I went out to the rain yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And got caught in the fucking rain. But, yeah, you know. Lord, take care of his people, man. He take care of his people, you know. So it's all good. But getting back to this, man, summer sinus problems, all right? 6 ways to avoid the misery. And it's coming to you by WebMD.com. Then we're going to take a little vote down at the bottom and check out some results. The mucus, this is steer clear of irritants. The mucous membrane that lines the nostrils and sinuses can be damaged by various irritants, including automobile exhaust, small mold spores, and smoke from a campfire or cigarettes, which these punk motherfuckers were smoking, chain smoking last night at my homeboy house, goddammit. Because I was fucked up over there. But, yeah, I should have known. Can't be around fucking cigarettes. So do what you can to limit your exposure. Smoke is the single worst thing for the sinus sufferer. That comes from Denver-based sinus specialist and former sinus sufferer, Robert S. Eibker, author of Sinus Survival. It damages the delicate cilia and the mucous membrane inside. Another major offender is the chlorine in swimming pools. What the did I just say, people? I went swimming. Jesus, I'm an asshole. Particularly indoor pools with limited ventilation. If you spend lots of time in the pool each summer, a nose clip can offer some protection. And be aware that diving can force water into your nostrils and sinuses. Unchlorinated water, like that found in unpolluted lakes and rivers and in the ocean, poses little threat to your sinuses. Yeah, so go jump in the ocean if you want to, and you'll have a lot more problems than, chlorine when they got, you know, oil all floating in the goddamn ocean right now. So I don't think you want to be swimming there either. Right. Number 5 is take special precautions when flying. Didn't know that one. This is a new one to me. The bone dry, often germ-laden air inside the cabin of an airliner is notoriously hostile to sinuses. To protect yours during the onslaught, take along some saline nasal spray, which you can't, don't even think about that shit, and spritz repeatedly while aloft. Drinking lots of water also helps, experts say. Now, listen, only thing you can fucking do on a goddamn plane since 9/11 now is ask for some goddamn water. Don't you bring no nasal spray and all that shit. These bitches is crazy nowadays. They will think your ass is a terrorist. You can't bring nasal spray on them. That is on the ban list. Motherfucker, they ain't gonna sit up there and let you pull something out your pocket, stick it up your nose. Hell no. Nah. You got a bomb! Yeah, you don't want that, because as soon as they do that, you know, they all over you like shit on toilet paper. And you don't want that. All right, but if you're already experiencing sinus congestion, you might have trouble clearing your ears during the flight. If you can't postpone your trip, use Afrin, oxymetazoline, nasal spray before takeoff, and swallow repeatedly during ascent and descent. And because oxymetazoline can be habit-forming, doctors warn not to use it more than a few days. God damn, is that potent? I don't even want to be fucking with nothing like that. Anything that's got, you know what I'm saying, that's got some addictive properties to it, you might want to steer clear of, you know? Yeah. Well, something like that. That seems like it's talking about a super potent. Yeah, I don't want to really want to fuck with that. All right, but the last one is number six, and it says, choose medicines carefully. Non-prescription antihistamines such as Claritin and Zyrtec can be quite effective against minor allergy symptoms, including sneezing and a runny, itchy nose. If you're also bothered by congestion, adding an over-the-counter decongestant such as Sudafed might help. Antihistamine decongestant combinations are also available, and these products often include a D in the name, having Claritin D. And my mother picked up some of that before we actually took off, and I would suggest you get the knockoff brand, the generic brand, because if you get that goddamn Claritin D, that shit is fucking ridiculous. $20 for about 10 fucking tablets. No, you got life fucked up. Look it up if you think I'm lying. Yeah. I think it's like 6 caplets will run you $18. Or you can get the knockoff brand, CVS, Walgreens, some shit like that. And, yeah, that ran us probably like $6. We jumped on that. Yeah. For more severe or persistent symptoms, consult your doctor. You may need a steroid, nasal spray, or a course of antibiotics. And if your symptoms are especially bad, you might be a candidate for allergy shots or another form of immunotherapy. Yeah, cold got me all fucked up. Yeah, there you go. Give you a couple of definitions here that you might not have known about that. These are sinus problems and a glossary of definitions. You got problems with your sinuses, here are some terms you should know. Ageuia, I don't know what the fuck that is. Ageuia. Ageuia. Ageuia is the loss of sense of taste, sometimes occurring in those patients who have a loss of sense of smell due to blocked sinuses. Yes, people, your taste is linked to your nose. If your shit is blocked up, every fucking thing tastes off. You know what I'm saying? Including weed. You can't even taste weed without smelling it. Yeah. You wonder why it looks weed taste nasty. Because you can't smell the goddamn weed. Anosmia. A-N-O-S-M-I-A. Anosmia. Is the loss of sense of smell, a side effect of the blockage of the anterior ethmoid sinuses located between the eyes. Never even heard of that shit. Wow. Anosmia. side effect of the blockage of the anterior ethmoid sinus. Okay, that's that little thing that your glasses sit on. Wow, never known that. I guess all congested. Antibiotic therapy, treatment for sinus infections caused by bacteria. Also, barosinusitis, barosinusitis, sudden pain in one sinus area due to swelling and the closure of the opening to the sinus. And that's what the fuck I'm suffering from right now. Cause, you know, one side will open up, and then, you know what I'm saying, you can hit the damn little inhaler. And then once you hit it, the motherfucking other side closes up. Like, what the fuck, man? Just got this side done. Like, jeez. Excuse me, I told you before. I got excuse me. I'm suffering over here, man. I'm sucking over here. You got cilia. CILIA, which is tiny hair-like structures on the sinus membrane surface that help move mucus out of the sinuses. Those are the little hairs located in your nostrils. Those are your filters. And people, don't shave your nose. If you shave your fucking nose, you're shaving the cilia off of your goddamn nose, which leads you directly to sinus problems. So you one of the people out there that always clipping your nose hairs and shit? You just need to clip them so they ain't hanging out your fucking nose. But you don't clip off your goddamn, be all in your nose and shit. You know what I'm saying? I see motherfuckers be all in their nose clipping the hair. You don't do that. You cutting off your fucking defense, man. You really will cause yourself to be in a bad way. Decongestants. Decongestants are drugs that decrease nasal congestion by causing constriction of blood vessels and reduce blood flow to nasal passages. This shit I'm on right now, which has the vapor inhaler, which has levmetamphetamine in it, which says it's a nasal decongestant, and it's for temporary relief of nasal congestion due to common cold, hay fever, or other upper respiratory allergies associated with sinusitis. Right. That's what I'm on, people. And you have a deviated septum. I've heard of this before. Deviated septum is a variation in the vertical bones or septum separating the right and left side of the nose. I've heard that before. FESS, F-E-S-S, functional endoscopic sinus surgery. Sinus surgery in which the surgeon uses a viewing device called an endoscope to look into the nose. The surgery removes blockages to the drainage areas of the sinuses. I've done that. Well, I haven't had that done before, but I ain't going to the fucking doctor. You stick a goddamn, you stick that shit all up, you know. Oh, and I don't think I see anything. Motherfucker, I can feel everything.
I'm going to sneeze all over the doctor, you know that?
Yeah. Oh, when they stick it in your ear and shit, and they stick, I mean, I'm like, God damn, is you going to fucking touch my brain? No, I'm just trying to, God damn.
Have you ever heard surgery where they stick a camera down your, you know what?
Yeah, nah.
That itty-bitty tiny hole, yeah.
Yeah, oh. Man, no, that's like passing the gallbladder, man. Don't want to experience any of those. I don't have to. And that's why I drink plenty of fluids. But I don't need to and constantly try to, you know, make sure I keep my system flushed. Because we'll get into gallstones one day, too. You know what I'm saying? That's very important, too. Especially for us men of the show. You know what I'm saying? And getting into our older age. And the majority of us are over 30 or at least 30 and over. And, you know, another 20 years, motherfuckers gonna be talking about getting a goddamn prostate check and shit. Yeah, the good old two-finger check, which I will be, walking out of the door on. Oh, yeah, won't be doing that. And that is a known statistic, people, most black men die from prostate cancer. Because when we go to the exam and they talk about, well, we get bent over, and there's only a hurt a little bit. What the f*** are you talking about, man? Sticking your finger up somebody's ass. This is 2010. If you can't test prostate any other way, I'll be a dead duck when I'm 50 because I won't be taking that test. Right. Keep it moving. We're talking about mucus. Yeah, mucus is the material produced by the sinuses. Under normal conditions, the sinuses produce up to 1.5 liters of mucus a day. But infection, allergy, or other environmental triggers can increase mucus production and its characteristics, meaning it can turn green, yellow, and all these other kind of shits, which when you start seeing that, that's the actual bacteria and all that that's coming out your nose. Don't be scared. Oh, Mom, Dad, I got green shit coming out my nose. Yeah, infection, people. It's just infection. It's trying to get out of your body.
I'd rather have green shit coming out of my nose than any other color.
Yeah, because red shit coming out your nose. Wow.
That's not good.
Know what to tell you. And I'm exiting stage left because you're probably gonna blow, and I don't want to be in your way.
And
yeah.
If you got black stuff coming out your nose, you got to smoke less?
Yeah, people. Yeah. Smokers, one thing a smoker, let me give the smokers a little tip. After you finish smoking, man, take a goddamn Q-tip and clean your nose out. Because all that tar and shit, it actually, the cilia actually holds on to all that tar and it stores it up in your fucking nose. So if you ever took a piece of toilet paper and actually, you know, stuck it in your nose and then just went around a little bit and pulled it out, oh yeah, it looks like a fucking, like you've been smoking on a pack of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Because that's that filter that's keeping all the damn, you know, tar and toxins from coming actually into your body. So you have a filter, but once the filter gets clogged up, it no longer can, you know what I'm saying, keep tar and all that other shit. So it goes, bypasses your cilia, and then goes right into your throat and all the other kind of shit. So a good thing to do is, if you remember, most potheads don't, as myself. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, take a Q-tip or something and be careful. Stick it in your fucking brain. But just stick it in your nose and just swab your nose out, you know what I'm saying. Or, like they said earlier, dish your nose. Right. Nose dishing. Nasal wash or nose dishing is a treatment involving a rinsing of the sinus passages with a saline solution made at home or bought over the counter. They said salt water is a good one. A little bit of salt water and squeeze it into your nose and then flush it out. Yeah. Don't inhale the fucking salt water, people. You don't want to do that. It tastes nasty. Nasal endoscopy is an examination of the interior of the nose and sinus drainage area with a special viewing device called an endoscope and also called rhinoscopy or sinus endoscopy. Now, what's the difference? What the hell is rhinoscopy? Isn't that a little bit more in-depth when they do the rhinoscopy?
Oh, my. I have to look it up.
Here we go, people. While he's looking that up, I'm going to keep it moving. You're going to look that one up for us. Also, you got, because I've heard of rhinoscopy.
Okay.
I know
what,
it's a different kind of
what is the other word? Rhinoscopy is an examination of the nasal passages by means of a speculum or similar instrument. And what's the other word?
Endoscope. Oh, well, yeah.
Endoscopy.
Nasal endoscopy. It's or sinus endoscopy. What's also called rhinoscopy
An endoscope is an instrument, so I guess it's a different kind of instrument that is being used to examine the nasal passages.
And then one said one was for the interior, and one said exterior, some shit like that.
An endoscope is an instrument for examining visually the interior of a bodily canal, eeks, or a hollow organ such as the colon, bladder, or stomach.
Right, right. That's what I think. They do the rhinoscopy. No, endoscopy. Ain't that when they stick the shit down your throat? You be looking all in your innards and shit?
Yep. And a rhinoscope is a small mirror for use in rhinoscopy, so...
Oh.
Okay, so the rhinoscope is external. They use mirrors and stuff to be able to look in. And the endoscope, they shove it down your, all kinds of holes that you got.
Yeah, that's the endoscopy, yeah. Y'all want a rectal endoscopy. Yeah, we're going to do a rectal endoscopy on you and check out your insides. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work for me. Yeah. But go ahead, people. All right, we also got nasal steroid or nasal drops. Treatments used to reduce tissue swelling in the nasal passages. You gotta be careful of anything that got steroids in it, period. Steroids is a highly addictive drug, you know what I'm saying? So regardless of how it's diluted, you know what I'm saying, it's still a steroid, you know what I'm saying, in that drug.
Yeah, and the steroid has no use anyway. If you use it for gaining body weight when you were a bodybuilder and stuff, and you would quit that, you would lose the body weight so fast that it's almost no use of taking it once and then quitting it. Because you will lose all the mass that you gained if you stopped taking the drugs that you use for it.
All right, we're getting into polyps and nasal. And if you just came in like Prophet Jackal, big up to Prophet Jackal. We're at WebMD.com giving you some definitions of sinus problems, something to look out for, your definitions. Polyps or nasal, which are sinus tissue growths that block the sinus passages and can lead to sinus blockages. Also, post-nasal drip, which is I got right now, that is drainage of mucus from the sinus that can collect in the back of the throat, which, you know what I'm saying, that shit tastes nasty, and that's where you always find yourself, you know what I'm saying. I hate people that do that, where they like, stick their tongue in the back of their and all that shit. I hate that fucking sound. All that shit sounds nasty there. You ever been around somebody that do that? Where they stick their tongue in in the back of their mouth, like, like, what the f*** is you doing? Blow your goddamn nose, man. Hey, that shit sounds so fucking gross, you know what I'm saying? Like, you chewing on a goddamn turkey neck bone or something. Yeah. All right, people, just a couple more for you. And then also, we just covered rhinoscopy, which you can check endoscopy. And then you have septoplasty, septoplasty. Which is a surgical procedure meant to straighten the nasal septum, vertical bone separating right and left sides of the nose. That is the nasal septum. That is that crown right on your nose. That's what's separating the shit. Yeah. Somebody hit you in that motherfucker. That's when they break your damn nose and you can't breathe. Yeah, because they've broken your septum, people.
That's the bone between the left and the right part of your nose, or what was that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The part that you will lose.
The septoplasty is a surgical procedure meant to straighten the nasal septum, which is the vertical bone separating the right and left sides of the bone. So that's that bone right slapped down coming from your brain, and it's running straight down. If you touch the tip of your nose, you'll feel the bone right there. Everybody touch the tip of your nose. Yeah, there you go. Feel that? You feel that? Yeah. Even if you press down on that a little bit, you know what I'm saying, that shit feels tender. Imagine somebody crashing their fucking fist into your nose. Yeah. It's
well,
not
you
supposed
know,
to hit people.
You know, that bone, that's the first one to go if you're a drug addict and you sniff a lot of cocaine or amphetamine. That bone will completely disappear and you'll be able to... to push your nose in all the way down, so you know that you've been doing that too much if you don't have that bone left anymore.
I don't know what the hell that was in school, but they showed us all those fucking, you know, pictures of, you know, people after they smoked cigarettes with all their fucking jaws ate out and shit, or people on with their whole fucking nose just missing. Like, how do you smoke dope to the point where your nose is just completely missing? Like, bitch, you need your nose to sniff the dope.
Well, I know somebody that used to be addicted, and up until this day, when he gets a cold and he sniffs his nose, he still gets slime coming out through his eyes. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Man, I don't even want to be around him. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Well, he's been off it for quite a time, but yeah, it destroys more than you expect.
Yeah, man, I'm about to read this to my homeboys. I got some homeboys. They be hitting the shit like they Scarface and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on a daily and nightly basis. Man, look, people, all drugs ain't good drugs. Leave that. All right, and your sinuses are hollow air spaces within the cheekbones, between the eye and in the forehead. Sinuses produce mucus, which normally drains into the nose, but if the drainage is blocked due to a cold or allergy, pain and infection can result. Sinusitis is inflamed or infected sinuses. Acute sinusitis lasts for less than 4 weeks. Sinusitis is termed chronic if it lasts 3 months or more, and symptoms can include fever, weakness, fatigue, congestion, and cough, and that's sinusitis. Also, you have a sinus headache, which that's what the fuck I got right now, man. I got both of them.
Is that my brother, sinusitis?
Nah, yeah, I didn't think about that. That was a good one there. I'll give you one for that one. I'll give you one. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Yes, people, we do have a bit of humor on the show. Just a bit, you know.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And if anybody has been missing me, which I'm probably sure you assholes have it, I'm just bullshitting people. Because I've missed you guys, man. I don't have any sad music to play and shit. You know, the violins and all that. Sorry, my throat's fucked up too. Can't even make the sound. But I've been away to my family reunion over the weekend down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So I haven't been just wagging off like Australians say. I have been playing hooky or fucking off people. I've actually been spending some family time, you know, with the family. That's what I'm talking about. All right. And what I've also got is a sinus headache due to pressure changes in the sinus cavities. With symptoms including pain, pressure over the cheek, brow, and forehead. Yeah, I have all that. And what they're telling me to try is a saline rinse, which is a rinsing of sinus passages with a saline solution, either bought commercially or made at home by mixing salt and water. Also, with that same mix, you know what I'm saying, this is back in the days, and this actually does work. If you have an earache and you've got built up earwax, you can take a brown paper bag, put salt crystals inside the bag, heat the pan up, you know what I'm saying, on low. You don't want to cook the fucking bag, people. Cook the goddamn bag. But put the paper bag inside a pan, warm it up. You just want the bag to be warm. And then place the paper bag over your ear, and you can lie on it. And the salt inside would actually draw the salt and heat. Would draw the fucking earwax out of your ear. And I used to do it as a child because I always had a lot of earwax build up. And that was prescribed to me by the doctor. And it actually worked.
I got a lot of earwax too. My doctor always said that's a good thing to have a lot of earwax.
Yeah.
Just clean your ears on a regular basis. But having a lot of earwax is healthy. It's protection for your ears, just like the hairs in your nose are for your nose and your breathing ability.
Wow, didn't know that.
The earwax is protection for your ears, for your eardrums and all that stuff. Did you ever have a pierced eardrum?
Yeah, that's what I got.
How did you get that, by the way? I got a nice story for that one.
When I was young, they went in and told me I had a hole in my eardrum from birth. And when they went to go and repair it, they actually fucked up and made it bigger. When I went back for them to redo it again, they fucked up again, and the hole is still there. And then they cut my whole fucking ear open, and the fucking ear was laying on my fucking face and shit. And then they, you know, sewed it back up so I can still feel the stitches and everything in the back of my head. So, and it's still fucked up, so that's why I got, you know what I'm saying, earwax buildup. And I have to,
You want to hear how I pierce my eardrums?
Oh, okay. Here we go, people. Let's give them a drum roll. All right. Go ahead and run it, man.
All righty. I was in high school. You got the drum roll?
Oh, you was waiting on the guy. Look at this, some of these people. Some of this waiting on a goddamn drum roll. Gotta give him a goddamn drum roll now. I'm fucking kidding and shit. I already know the goddamn drum roll is at.
Leave it. I was in high
school.
I got
some porn music.
And a friend of mine decided it was funny to take both of his hands and slap me on my ass with the bare hand.
Yeah.
Blew both my eardrums out. So I turned around and I embedded his glasses into his face.
Damn.
Yeah, come
on.
One good term deserved another. I didn't expect that at all. It was like totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Bitch slaps from behind on the ears.
Yeah, you can't. And people don't even warn kids in school not to do that. Well, I guess if you warn a kid, got to make them actually go and do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like one of them catch-22 things, like, you know, kids, sometimes you tell a kid not to do it, it makes them actually want to go and do it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that is very dangerous, people, to slap somebody in their fucking, in their ears. You can rupture that, and this is lies, because he's telling you it happened to him. But, yeah,
pressure,
an extreme pressure to your fucking ear, that's like going down into a pool, you know what I'm saying? You go down too deep. And hear your fucking ears popping shit. Hell yeah, you keep going through that damn deep, you rupture your motherfucking eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good feeling.
No.
Last but not least is Terminate.
Terminate. To recover from that?
Yeah. I'm surprised you recovered from it, man. That shit is dangerous.
Yeah,
very dangerous. Terminate, T-U-R-B-I-N-A-T-E. The structures within the nasal cavity, also called conchus, C-O-N-C-H-A-S, that help to humidify and filter air as it passes through the nose. Terminate. Wow. So all that helps. Your cilia, terminate. You got a lot of shit in your nose, people, that actually is, you know what I'm saying, acting as filters upon filters upon filters, you know what I'm saying, to keep shit out your body. Yeah. All right, let's take a little vote. What helps you the most to ease sinus congestion? Steamy showers or humidifiers, nasal irrigation or decongestant medicine?
I would go for a steam bath, not really a shower, but just pour boiling water into a boil and stick your nose above that for half an hour.
Yeah, well, that's really making a homemade humidifier, so same deal. But over the weekend, I've actually taken a steam shower, and the steam shower really does. Why, if you stay in it long enough and you let it hit your back and let it hit your chest, I mean, it will start bringing up the cold and shit. It really does help. So let's take a vote, and let's see the results. 43%. Go with the steamy showers or humidifiers. 30% go with nasal irrigation, and 27% go with decongestant medicine. And that was just a little poll taken by WebMD.com for all your web better information, better health information on the web. Yeah. There you go, people.
Yeah, I don't like taking medicine if it's not needed. So.
Yeah, that's I'm not a pill popper. My mom wanted to give me, which I actually had to take them, man, because, I mean, I was just fucking, you know, she gave me an antihistamine pill, you know what I'm saying, and it, all antihistamine pills do is just dry. It don't cure colds. It dries the dripping and shit up. So if your nose is dripping, it'll actually dry all that shit up and form it up so you can just get it all out in the cloth eventually. You know what I'm saying? Sounds gross, people. Yeah, I know, but fucking being sick is not, it's not cute. It's kind of nasty. You know what I'm saying? All right, so check this out, man. I'm getting to a couple of nutty news in just a second, and then we're going to come back to a guide to your sinuses, help for pain, pressure, and the drip. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. I was supposed to have my shit queued up when I said that. You know what I'm saying? Read that one more time for you. Yeah, we'll come back with a guide to your sinuses, help for pain, pressure, and of the dream. Yeah, it's not funny anymore because I missed it. You know what I'm saying? I missed it. Mr. Key, man. Bro. All right, people. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into some nutty news. You know what time it is around this mofo flipper. Probably got a million news articles. Probably won't even be able to get back into the other shit, but we'll see. Let's check it out. Hey, don't forget, man, check us out. www.paranormalsoupnetwork.spoon.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your paranormal shows related to that subject, man. And we got a new entertainment section. You know what I'm saying? Which features the Starship Smelly Prize Man and international co-host Naya Naive. We will be on there coming soon, man. Bear with us, people. Bear with us. Study news. And stop a nutty news. Now for the nutty news. Hey. The hell is this shit still? Way the hell back here. I don't believe that one. Alright. Well, let's get to the newer news. How about that? I'm getting tired of hearing about his little dumb ass fucking Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I fucking, guess you have enough nutty news to go for an entire week.
Yeah, we'll probably be going for the rest of the show, people. Yeah. So get your nutty caps on, because we're about to get a little nutty. In the news. All right. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. Anybody know who Glenn Beck is?
Glenn Beck, I've heard of that name.
Glenn Beck, I believe he's a talk show host. Well, in Salt Lake City, Glenn Beck might be going blind. Oh, let me hit that sound effect quick enough. I gave it to him. Beck told the audience, I can't focus my eyes. Taking a shot at healthcare reform, Beck said, I went to the best doctor I could find, while I could still go to the best doctor I could find. Ha ha ha. That wasn't funny, asshole. Beck, 46, says he has been diagnosed with macular dystrophy and joked that the doctor told him, you can go blind in the next year, or you might not. That's fucked up. I mean, for a doctor to goddamn tell you, you got a 50-50 chance of going blind or not, you know, wouldn't that make you do a certain bucket list type shit? Like, man, I got to get all this shit out of the way before I fucking go blind. Yeah, some people do that, you know what I'm saying? Create a eyesight bucket list. Well, this is all the shit that I want to see before I go blind. Hey, lady, Let me see your tits. I'm going blind. Yeah. That's what's up there. I'm going blind here, people. I won't be able to see tits anymore, all right? Whip them out, lady. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh. Sorry, people. Sorry. Here, that's the wrong thing. That's the last thing you want to see, huh? Okay. Show me some skin, lady. Yeah. No. Anyway, Washington Dicks on Chicks. We're over here in Washington, D.C. Another party at the White House at taxpayers' expense. Golly, boy, y'all love America. Right. Tony Award winners Nathan Lane, Audra McDonald, Tanya Pickens, and Marvin Hamlish. All of motherfuckers who I don't know who the hell they are. A part of a Broadway celebration in performance at the White House, July 19th in Washington, D.C. The Broadway theme the evening is presented as part of the White House's In Performance Concert Series, which I've never heard this fucking shit before. Not in Bush's era, not in Reagan. Why the hell all this old faggot ass, fluky media prone bullshit comes up with Obama in office? You ain't never heard of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Where goddamn Bush was fucking up the damn country, sucking up trillions of dollars and shit. Why? Because, yeah, he was, you know, spending taxpayers' money outside the White House instead of bringing the shit to the White House. Right. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama host the 7 p.m. concert that will be filmed for an October 20th broadcast on PBS. Yeah, taxpayers' money is going to pay for it. Just to show it on a fucking free public broadcast station. Yeah, that's fucking smart. Oh, look at him, boy. That's fucking crooked in the White House, people. And I'm not just talking about the president. Yeah. Good old California, man. Cities rent police and janitors to save cash. Okay. California is getting a little too past nutty for me, man. But when you have the goddamn Kremlin's own favorite butt boy, a.k.a. Governor Schwarzenegger. Oh, sorry, did I say that? Yeah. SWAT sticker's on. Yeah, give me my SWAT sticker so I can go and be a governor. The hell am I? Faced with a $118 million budget deficit, the city of San Jose, California, we're in Goofy Balls land. Recently decided it could no longer afford its own janitors. So the city's budget called for dropping its custodial staff and hiring outside contractors to clean its city hall and airport, saving about $4 million. To keep all its swimming pools open and staff, the city is replacing some city workers with contractors. How the fuck do you rent a police? Well, my bad. We rent soldiers. Yeah, that's called the National Guard. Oh, my bad. Goddamn rent of soldiers, goddamn National Guard and Army Reserve. Fucking rent of soldiers, man. What the hell ever? Goddamn weekend warriors. You know what I'm saying? What they call them, weekend warriors. Yeah, let me go kill the enemy, but I gotta be back by Monday. Crazy. Only in fucking America, people. Only in fucking America where you can rent police. Yeah. $19.95 an hour or some weed. You know, sheriff arrests drunk teen after buggy chase. Good old Amish people. Good old Amish people. And they have to be fucking Amish because people, nobody rides fucking horse and carriages anymore. Okay? Yeah. All right, so wait a minute. You guys over there in the Netherlands, are you guys still on horseback? Or horse carriage? You guys still got people riding around on horse carriages? Apparently I am talking to myself. as well as
smoking
by myself. Yes, brother, you have already outweighed the time. Yes. Here's your
want an answer to
thank
that?
Thank you for being born.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless dick.
Hey, I have to mute me every time a train comes by. Sometimes I forget to turn the switch back.
Well, you know, a couple of simple remedies to that, brother. Okay. First of all, you can do one simple thing and say,
bridge to Captain Kirk.
The fucking train is here. And, you know, and I can.
Leave me aboard.
Energize.
Energize.
You know, let me know, dude. Let me know, you know. And I'll, you know.
Well, horseback riding, only for hobby. And I guess people use it sometimes to get married and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can find it, but it's not really custom. It's not like everybody goes to work on their horse and tie their horse down in front of work.
What, do y'all got Amish people there?
Not a lot. We got some highly religious people that you can compare to Amish people. In a few villages distant from everybody else, but those are those people that won't give their kid any injection whatsoever, even if they would die. They say that's the will of God, and we are not allowed to give any medicine to people. So it's the will of God to die. It's their own child, by the way. They let their own child die. If they have to give medication to the kids.
Only strong survive, goddammit. Only strong survive.
well,
sorry, people. That's wrong.
If your kid is sick, wouldn't you do anything to get him better?
Yeah, man. You know, give him a fucking right eyeball, goddammit. Yeah, you only need one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, a 17-year-old Amish teen from the town of Lyon is in trouble after he led police on a chase through his town. Right. This sounds like O.J. Simpson in Amish country.
was that an Amish town? Was that an Amish town? Oh, that was a short chase.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? I mean, what the fuck was y'all chasing them on? Bicycles? You know, they're like, right. The teen was observed running a stop sign in his horse and buggy. Oh, man. I mean, I see so many wars written all the way around this. Sheriff's deputies tried to stop him, but he refused to stop, and a chase ensued for almost a mile. After making an unsafe turn, the teen crashed the horse and buggy and took off on foot. Okay, people. First award, official award of the day. goes to both. The goddamn sheriff. So, are you fucking serious? You ain't got shit else to do. The bother that motherfucker who. He was on a goddamn horse carriage. That's not a goddamn automobile, people. Oh, man. That's a motherfucker who ain't have shit else to do. You talking about he ran a goddamn stop sign. Come the fuck on, man. Here you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And for the teen.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. Come on. Yeah. Amish people gone wild. That's going to be my new DVD. Amish people gone wild. Yeah, we have Amish teens drunk driving in the horse carriage. We have wild sheriff chases. 1 mile through town, we have foot chases. These are Amish gone wild. Right.
Hey.
We had the Amish chick put her titties on the glass. Well, not really, but she will show you her bra. Amish chick's gone wild.
Hey, I would patent that if that's possible and sell it to MTV because that actually sounds like a great idea.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I'm at MTV. Fucking Amish gone wild.
That idea is going to make you a millionaire.
Oh, man. Fat boys, what you want? What you going to do when the Amish come for you? Amish cop. Him on location. In Amish town. He got these motherfuckers riding around on horse carriages and shit. That's the goddamn police. You know what I'm saying? Stop! Stop! Like, motherfucker, you can't catch a bitch on a goddamn horse carriage. It's 2010, people. If you ride in a goddamn cop car and you couldn't pull around this motherfucker and stop in front of him, yeah. I would imagine how the damn police cam looked, you know what I'm saying, after they reviewed the tape and shit. Like, god damn, Sarge, you got smoked by that damn horse and carriage.
Hey, if I would cross through that village in my car, I would step on the gas too. Be as far out of there as possible.
Yeah, for real, for real. Man. Alright, let's go on over here to You Know It.
The UK.
Oh, yeah. Well, soldier, get out there and collect manure. Smells lovely. There's a certain poetic symmetry to plans for providing power to the new barracks of the British Royal Horse Artillery. That don't even sound right. The main source of fuel will be biofuel pellets made from horse manure. Right. Britain's Ministry of Defense announced recycled waste and bedding from the regiment's 111 horses will provide enough low-carbon energy to cover the heating and lighting requirements of the ceremonial units' new base in Woolwich, southeast London. Right. Who wants to be smelling hot shit? Yeah. Those like smell good. Right. Alright, we got two back-to-back sad cases, man. One is in New York, and then we're going to go back into the nuttiest place on the planet. Yeah, good old UK. In New York, EMT... emergency transport person, technician, emergency medical technician, there you go, is accused of ignoring dying woman, yeah, and is killed. Wow. An emergency medical technician accused of refusing to help a dying pregnant woman while on his coffee break has been shot and killed near a New York City nightclub. Police say Jason Green was shot in the face near Manhattan's Greenhouse Club. Green was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. There's been no arrest. Probably not, because you did some old bullshit like that. What kind of fag shit is that? You on a goddamn coffee break, you ain't gonna go save a bitch's life. That's why motherfuckers die in the hospitals and shit, because people do sick shit like that, people. Don't believe like that, that's just some fruit case. Motherfuckers do sick shit like that every fucking day, including police officers. They sit their fat, lazy asses up in motherfucking Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme when somebody getting their ass strangled and shit, and they hear the fucking call two blocks over, but these punk motherfuckers, somebody else will get it. Let Barney Fife fucking go answer the call. And then the fucking people end up getting killed for some stupid shit. And now, I didn't know it was going to happen that way. Get the fuck out of here, man. Real fucked up people on our forces, man. You know what I'm saying? Serving the public and also serving in the military. some fucked up people, man. All right, over here in the nuttiest place on the planet, the UK, woman is rushed to the hospital with ulcer and delivers baby boy. Oh, that's not sad. Oh, that's sad. That's pretty happy. All right, that's pretty cool. We can do that. Let me check the bridge real quick. Shouts out to Prophet Jackal once again and Florida UFO and, of course, Sayonite. Yeah, I can't even say it. Some sick people.
Been a while, but we're back.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, if you would have ran back to archives, you would have heard me say it every day, all right? oh, no excuse, people. That's what the archives are for, all right? Miss the voice, man. Run the archive back. You always hear our groovy voices. Oh, yeah. Lisa Wichols was told she would never be able to have children. So it was quite a shock when she was rushed to the hospital with what she thought was an ulcer and delivered a healthy baby boy just hours later, the London Evening Standard reported. The 25-year-old was admitted to Queen's Hospital in Essex, England, after experiencing intense stomach pains. Doctors checked her blood pressure and performed two pregnancy tests, and both were positive. How in the fuck did your big ass carry a goddamn baby for 9 months and you ain't know you had a goddamn baby? You get an award for that. Sorry, people. I know that seems kind of wrong, but fuck that. That seems kind of idiotic that you can carry a goddamn baby inside. So, I mean, if you was drinking and drugging that whole fucking time, you know what I'm saying? You probably could have been poisoning the goddamn baby.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing.
All right, I'll only give you half of it. You know what I'm saying? Spare the rest because of the baby. Fucking asshole. Crazy chick. What kind of shit is that? How the hell you don't know you got a goddamn baby in your fucking belly? What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Like you wasn't fucking...
They gotta suspect.
And nobody finds that strange. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, train is a part of the show, people. We take train breaks, all right? We're taking a train break.
And it's gone.
All right. The train is passed. We're back. Like, where did they go? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Well, it was heading up north. That's the only thing I could tell you.
Oh, okay. Titusville, Florida, which I don't know where the hell that is, but I've heard of it. Well, McGovern to parachute on 88th birthday. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Fulfill that bucket list. You know what I'm saying? You might die in the fucking air, but hey, that's where the best way to kick the bucket, doing what you wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. When I turn 1,000, I think that's when I'll parachute too. Fucking crazy asshole. As a combat pilot in World War II, George McGovern never had to bail out, but he'll do that on his 88th birthday. The former U.S. presidential candidate, who I've never fucking heard of, says, that's what he says, the longtime South Dakota senator and part-time Florida resident, we'll make a tandem parachute jump at a skydiving center in Titusville, Florida. Florida Today reported. Well, congratulations, you old folky. I think that's kind of selfish that your old ass is going to scare the shit out of somebody, even if the instructor is teaching your old ass how to motherfucking jump out of a goddamn plane. I wouldn't want that on my conscience that the old fucker has a damn heart attack in midair and his goddamn chute doesn't open and splat. Now you got 88 motherfucking year old pile of shit on the goddamn ground because he forgot to goddamn pull his fucking chute. Yeah. Knock yourself out, brother. And I mean that literally. Clearwater, Florida. We're still in Florida, people, yeah. Food. Oh, man. This is nasty, people. How do you do this? Food bank mistakenly gives out dog food.
Oh,
Ah, man, come the fuck off, people. Come the hell off.
Maybe they
man,
saw
I'd love to be back.
Maybe they saw District 9, and they thought, hey, that's an idea, dog food.
Oh, man. A food bank in Clearwater, Florida, distributed a can labeled as superfood. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It turned out to be a can of dog food, the recipient said. Yeah. On Social Security, retired Air Force veteran Frank Vesquito made his weekly trip from his home in Largo to the Religious Community Services Food Bank in Clearwater for free food. Vesquito was given the can labeled Senior Holistic Superfood by a volunteer who noticed he wanted products for better health. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll have to switch over and try that diet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, but man.
I got some use for dog food, so if they have some left, they can send it to me.
Oh, man, that is crazy, people. But, of course, you know, the church does get an award. You know what I'm saying? We have to give the church an award for not really pouring. You're not going to die from eating dog food, people. All right? You will not die from eating dog food. People do eat dog food. Wouldn't say it's healthy, wouldn't say it's unhealthy. I just wouldn't probably eat it my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spider.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get
that?
Nowhere.
Go to
bid66.com right now.
Yeah. Are we going, Timmy?
Timmy!
All right.
Where are you going?
Nowhere right now. Nowhere. No, bid 66. You know, I got 100-plus bids, people. I got to go and use my bids up. You know what I'm saying? Damn right. I'm going to win me a something. I don't know what the hell I'm going to win. I'm winning something, shit. Some shoestrings. Man, I don't give a damn. I'm a winner.
The shoestrings.
Right.
Well, the iPad.
Let's go to Maine.
For some time. Maybe you can score an iPad now.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, I think I'm going to go bid right now while the bids are closed, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the best chance I got. But once the bids starting, man, those guys are animals. Animals.
Pretty much.
It's like playing bingo with old people, you know what I'm saying? You know, you sitting there with your one card, they got 12 goddamn cards, they playing at one fucking time. Like, goddamn, how the hell are you talking about? You got bad eyesight, but you can see 12 goddamn bingo cards.
So you do that a lot, Sally? Hang out with old people and play bingo?
Yeah, man, you know. Old people are cool, man. You know what I'm saying? They let you hold your dentures. And, you know what I'm saying? I still dentures, but they have the gold still on them. You know what I'm saying? So I take the gold off the dentures. You know what I'm saying? And then go, sell the gold. Sell the gold. Right. That does sound pretty fucked up. Yeah, that would sound pretty fucked up.
Actually, it sounds like
there are people that do that.
It sounds like fun to play poker with old guys. Hey, did I put in my chips already? No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't. Here are my chips.
Hand over the yogurt, old guy. Hand over the yogurt. You've lost. Yeah, let me get that. All right, we're playing for bedpans next round. Playing for bedpans. All right, people, we're in Maine. Where Obama's vacation, other vacationing families shut out. You can write. Get the hell out of here. This is the worst day of my life. laminate a young Maine vacationaire to his father. Perhaps a bit dramatic, but the boy clearly articulated one view of what it's like to vacation at the same destination the presidential family has chosen. Turns out the Obamas had decided to play tennis and take a dip in the pool at the nearby Bar Harbor Club, so Secret Service had to close down the sandbar walkway because it was too close to the first family. Ain't that a bit, guys?
Yeah. You were hoping for a nice vacation, and what happens? They shut down the town because of the president there.
I come all this way to go on vacation, 10,000 miles, but it's some of a bitch. Y'all don't get that out of here, man. Please. But hey, that happened. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me give a couple quick promos, man, before we get into some more nutty news.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Cyanide, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Yeah, that was the wrong one. Yeah, I play all of them. Fuck it, you know, man. I forgot you. I got a couple of them.
Here we go.
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelling Prize, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on that My Word Radio reality show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal Den on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
And which alien chicks did you prefer again? Were that those three-titted ones or the green ones?
Yeah, the three-titted ones, man. You got to have a three-titted chicks. You know what I'm saying? It's more milk, more cushion for the pushing. You know what I'm saying? Fucking green chicks, they seem to smoke all your green up. I don't need green chicks. You know what I'm saying? This is why y'all motherfuckers are green.
If they do that, I'll just warn you. Hey, if you don't watch it, I'll set you on fire.
Right. And smoke your ass, literally.
Uh-huh.
All right, people, let's go on over here to New York. Have you been hearing about Mel Gibson, man?
Yeah, pretty much. But fill me and the crowd in.
Oh, man, this fucking asshole here. Fucking pansy. Fucking broke ass. It's a fucking broke ass up out of here. Yeah. Mel Gibson is the leader of USA, people. Yeah. Mel Gibson is poised to quit the U.S. after selling his mansion near New York. The disgraced Lethal Weapon star faces allegations of violence from his Russian former girlfriend, sold the Mock Tudor property known as Old Mill Farm. Gibson has also put his Malibu home, Lavender Hill Farm, on the market, and he has told friends that he will move back to Australia.
Maybe a former co-host can go and do an interview with him there.
Hey, that'll be pretty cool. Hey, washed up Mel. I mean, Mr. Gibson. Yeah, can I get a interview? Not with you. I'll take it with your girlfriend. Oh, my bad. All right, let's go over here to Illinois. That's what I'm talking about. Kids can't pass writing tests. Baffle them. Yeah, that's smart. That's a good way to keep our fucking dumbass kids already fucking dumb even further in the crisis that they already in. Jesus, what the fuck is going on, people? I'm telling you, if you don't fucking homeschool your kids ain't gonna learn shit in school, people. And you're gonna wonder why they keep coming home angry and dumb. Because they ain't learning shit in school. But this doesn't tell you. I don't know who will. Illinois is eliminating the state writing exam for elementary and junior high school students, provoking concerns that writing instruction will taper off and fewer students will master the critical skill. Education officials blame the state's budget crisis, says canceling the writing test this year will save $3.5 million. State data showed that students have not always fared well for the writing exams, with only 54% of fifth graders passing the writing test in 2009. Oh, yeah, that seems the smartest thing to do. Let's just cancel it. Not revamp the goddamn test, you know what I'm saying, to make it more motherfucking fifth grade friendly. Let's just cancel the whole shit, yeah. All right. Well, when they find out that your kids ain't learning shit in school, I'm pretty sure they're just going to cancel school altogether. You know what I'm saying? How about that? Take that. All right. Let me move out the way, Timmy. Get your ass out the way, boy. Look out the way. You beam somebody up. Damn. Timmy licking the goddamn space window. Get the fuck out of the way. All right, people. Hold on. Hold your ears. Oh, yeah. You got to love the hard beam. All right, 0, 0, 1, 2, 4, 5, 8, 7, 12, 13. Hey, welcome to the show.
I got to use that beeping.
Hello, hello.
I don't feel like myself.
Hello, hello. Okay, let's hit the caller.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now it's a bit better.
Oh. Oh, man, oh, yeah, I got to ease that beaming process, guys. I'm sorry.
What?
You got who crossing?
Did he put your head on backwards again?
Yeah, I beamed in with my head on backwards. I can see my ass. It's huge.
Hey, man.
Next time, just look.
I don't control the beam, man. All right? You guys want to talk? You fucking blame it on all. All right? I don't... Good.
Timmy is the beam operator.
There you go, Timmy. Goddamn. Get it fucking right. Jesus.
There we go. Now we're good.
We've experienced this shit too many times, man. You know what I'm saying? This is why I constantly have
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
You know? I would never know that he was turned backwards. You know?
Even in the future, nothing works.
Yeah, man. What's happening, Prophet Jacko?
Chilling, smelly. What's up, man?
I'm sick, man. Fucking sick. Back to my family reunion. Fucking sick. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking crazy, man.
That sucks, man.
You guys go to family reunions?
Man, I have no family reunions.
Well, where you guys normally do? You guys go to different states, or is it normally just one location every year?
Well, me myself, I avoid family reunions at all costs. But when they have them, they don't have them either here in Florida or in California, where we got family.
Oh, in Cali? Oh, no, that's wild. Going to Cali.
California.
Where that good at? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to go to Atlanta, Georgia, in 2012. I'm buying me by at least $200 worth of perk, boy. God damn, I'm going to be fucking stoned.
My bad.
I didn't mean to say that live. I thought I was internally thinking to myself.
Yo, Smelly, did I hear you say that Mel Gibson's moving out of the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He know what to eat because he knows the shit going to hit the fan in the U.S. That's why he's taking his punk ass on out of here.
Now, I heard that the tapes supposedly got released from his wife or his ex-wife or his girlfriend or whatever she was, that these tapes were doctored or tampered with. Now, honestly, I kind of feel bad for Mel, man, because, yeah, he says some stupid shit on there, but he just sounds like your typical, guy who gets pissed at his chick and just, starts saying some stupid shit to his chick, I mean, how many of us have not been guilty of getting pissed off and just going off the deep end and having a conversation crazy like that?
But how in the hell does Charlie Sheen get away with different separate occasions that I don't read in the news? I mean,
Charlie Sheen gets away with all this shit. He didn't make a movie about Christ. That's the thing.
But he does it in public. You know what I'm saying? He choked his wife out in public. He put a knife to her throat in public, said, "Bitch, I'll kill you." It's all in public.
Yes, but
he never got arrested for any of that.
But he was Topper Harley. He can get away with that.
Yeah, I remember that, Topper Harley. Ah, man, that shit was funny, boy. That motherfucker played some fucking crazy. What was that, Hot Shot?
Hot Shot Part 1 and Part D.
Part D.
Now, but you know what, though, it's funny. In all honesty, I mean, Charlie Sheen gets away with it, and Mel Gibson doesn't get away with, you know, saying a couple of stupid things that might be recorded, you know, or might be tampered with. But you know why the reason is, honestly, the truth is because he made a movie about Christ, and it was a snuff flick about Christ, and a lot of Jewish people got pissed off because of the simple fact that he didn't really come out looking too good on that movie, you know, because they showed what the Bible says that happened to Jesus.
Man, that gay-ass motherfucking fake rendition of fucking lies. Man, please. Man, if anybody got any kind of truth out of that goddamn lashings of the goddamn Christ,
then
I don't know what the hell y'all was, I don't know what Bible y'all was reading. But,
Well, I'm sure that if his crucifixion really did happen, it was a violent event, you know, something like that, so.
Yeah, but he just over-dramatized the shit to where, you know, it was just, that was just, you know, you took gory to a whole nother motherfucking level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a two-hour movie about Jesus getting his ass kicked.
And then dealing with religion. I mean, you just don't fuck with religion. That's just one thing. If you can't do the shit right, you don't do it at all. And you don't do part of it. You do the whole story. If you can't do the whole fucking story, which nobody can, you don't do it at all.
Well, the Jesus story has been told a bunch of times in movies already. It's just I think you wanted to show the more graphical parts of the actual crucifixion.
And so damn gory, motherfuckers missed the whole meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You took it to the horror film era of it. You didn't even take it to just, you know, showing some blood splatter. You showed the goddamn, like when he did, what the hell that shit, where he painted his goddamn face and he had the kilt on and shit.
Braveheart.
That's all you did was that you put Braveheart and then made a religious Braveheart.
It's awesome. Braveheart was the shit. Can't lie. Braveheart was the movie. Can't lie.
What the hell is Mount Orab at? You ever heard of that?
Never heard of that, but I think we're never going to get another Lethal Weapon movie with Mel Gibson, I guess.
Yeah, I loved all his movies. I mean, but he's a great actor, but, you know, hey, man, just like, you know, I don't know you motherfuckers on or off the screen, you know what I'm saying? So why the fuck should I care? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not one of the stars that, ooh, yeah, I want to meet Mel Gibson.
You have to look at the people that come into his defense, though. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg came to his defense, and he's not racist. And, you know, before we judge the guy, you know, let's make sure that these
Whoopi Goldberg went to the defense of goddamn faggot-ass Roman Polanski with his old hiding-out ass. And just because this punk bitch got money, you know what I mean? You know, paying enough people to keep this punk ass over in the other country so the motherfucker won't extradite his old bitch ass. How the fucking gay shit is that? You know a motherfucker raped a 13-year-old girl. And because time that motherfucking just went on and you done produced some more gay ass movies behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? They got and put some money in people's pockets and now that's why they all dick riding.
Well, there's that in there. But they're also looking at the circumstances of the case. I don't know exactly what the living
plan is. Anything that's got to do with a 13-year-old child, I don't give a fuck if it was consensual or unconsensual. It's wrong. And you knew the bitch was 13, you're wrong.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Ain't no if, ands, buts about it. You knew the bitch was young. You knew the bitch titties wasn't even motherfucking formed. What 13-year-old, well, excuse me, nowadays we got 13-year-olds that, yeah. You know, would probably, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oops, my bad. She said she was 18. But not back in his days when they
had
no
idea. You got some 13-year-old girls out that fully developed and got bodies like 25.
Yeah, now. Because, you know, our government done threw all this hormone enhancing, you know, shit into the water and food. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they all over fucking
we're terrible for pedophiles everywhere.
Yeah, they're over mature, so they can cover up their goddamn excuses for raping these goddamn little girls. Oh, well, she told me she was 18. Look at her. Look at her. Bitch, please. You knew that motherfucker. She couldn't even spell her goddamn name. And you still want to stick your dick off in her? Can't even tie a shoe straight. Yeah, you hit the front of the back, though. No, fuck ever. All right. Let me give you two fat facts. That just sounded funny. Mount Orab, Ohio. Woman takes $8,000 worth of cookies.
$8,000?
How the hell do you do that?
How many cookies are there?
For real?
Damn. An Ohio woman has admitted taking more than 2,000 boxes. Okay, yeah, this would make sense. Of Girl Scout cookies. But never paying for them. Wow. The Brown County Sheriff's Office said that Donna R. Waits, I guess she didn't wait to take them fucking cookies, pleaded guilty last week to charges of theft. Deputies said Waits told them she took the cookies so that she could feed her family.
Would she sell the cookies or would they just...
I gotta give her two awards. First, I mean, she gets one, of course, you know, for the thieving. But then she's gonna get a second award, you know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fart fleshing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed,
poisoning your family with Girl Scouts.
Lying, piece of sack of shit.
Expensive fucking cookies at that, goddamn Girl Scout. Bitch!
Y'all ass. Can you imagine that family sitting down at dinner? Can you imagine that family sitting down at dinner having like the daughter has, Mommy, why are we having cookies again for dinner tonight?
Girl, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and she probably had every box, you know what I'm saying? Mint Thins one night, the goddamn, what the fuck is this? I don't know all the goddamn kinds, but shit, there's a lot of them out there. Damn. That's fucking
delicious, man.
Mm. Hey kids, guess what we're having? Aww, ma.
Cookies. My cookies.
Yeah, Girl Scout. And you know what I'm saying now? They sell them boxes for like what, $3 a piece? Or four
yeah,
bucks a piece?
Like
yeah, they sell them for like $4 a piece. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I bought a pack of the motherfuckers and took them to the club, right? You know, I work outside the club selling snacks and shit. Motherfuckers wanted them, right? So you get like two packs of like 20 cookies. You know what I did? No bullshit, because I'm an American fucking hustler. I took my little motherfucking baggies out that I bagged my candy up with, and I put five fucking cookies in a bag, and I sold them bitches for $1 fucking pop.
Nah, you flipped that shit, dog.
Now add up how much I made off a box of goddamn cookies. Putting goddamn dollars off a fucking box of cookies, people.
That's called blood.
Yeah. That was called singling it out. You ain't got to be a dope boy. Just have a dope boy mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Buy a big damn product and single it out. That's what I did. And then another fatty news. Massachusetts. Kids sent home with fat reports.
Fat reports?
Right.
Wait, what?
Okay, as if, we weren't wasting enough money on anything else, yeah. You guys have money to send them home with fat reports.
And how does that work? The fatter they get, the higher the grade is?
Bobby, my ass is huge. The teacher told me I got an A+.
Parents are angry and dismayed over a public school policy that sees students getting sent home with fat letters. Many schools across the state began sending body mass index, BMI reports, and letters home with students in order to flag possible obesity issues to parents. To have a piece of What the fuck is that? PSPRT. I don't even know. They fucked up. That's some fucked up title. Report. To have a piece of report like this come home in their backpack with them is very, very concerning to me. Said mother, Lori Ann Sumner, probably of one of which who has an obese little fat child. Yeah, and you're probably mad because they're telling you your kids is fucking obese, little fat ass. I'm in agreement with that. You know what I'm saying? We do have a problem with obesity with these little fucking 12-year-olds that's weighing goddamn 200 pounds and shit. And they don't play no sport. Yeah. Yeah, but people ain't looking out for their own kids, so goddamn it, we got to. You know what I'm saying? We got to look out for your fucking kids. Y'all don't want to fucking look out for them, we going to look out for them. I want to make sure I get this in the headlines so everybody will know about this fucking fag shit. Man, you been hearing about this gay shit with Lindsay Lohan?
Well, I know she's a lesbian or she came out of the closet or some crap.
Yeah, but then she's scared to go to fucking prison because it's a lesbian game talking about something they waiting on her.
Nice.
Right. Lindsay Lohan hires O.J. Simpson lawyer. Yeah.
Wait,
Robert Shapiro. Yeah, sure did. Says he agreed to represent Lohan on the condition that she serves her jail time and fully complies with the terms of her probation. Lohan is scheduled to begin serving a 90-day sentence on Tuesday. Shapiro also said he would help Lohan find treatment that would aid in long-term recovery and sobriety. Now, isn't she the same one that got charged with drunk driving and killed the lady, right?
I don't know if she killed the lady, but she was charged with drunk driving.
Well, let's go into it, because I could have sworn that's what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I don't know if she killed somebody. I think she would have been in a lot of deeper trouble if she killed somebody.
No, because it's a star that killed somebody, and she's looking at not doing no jail time, because her mother says that she fears for her life. And I don't know who the fuck that is, but it's some star that did it.
If she would have killed somebody drunk driving, she would have got to the second, you know, trial that they had now because this trial was because she had violated her probation or some crap. They would have just thrown her in jail for killing somebody drunk driving.
No. She finally got convicted because she didn't show up for all the things that they arranged for her. But it is true. Yeah. If you're famous, you get away with stuff. We had a famous soccer player in the 90s. And when he was 18, he was a really talented football player. He killed somebody with his car. I guess he was drunk too, drunk driving. And he got away with community service. He didn't have to do jail time because he was a famous soccer player and all that.
Yeah, but that's not here in America, dude. And they hate Lindsay Lohan in America. Well, maybe she would have fried if she killed somebody. Different story.
Fucking pill popping bitch.
Well, it's ironic that he shot his team to win the Champions League that same year, that same exact year that he also had the accident with the car.
Yeah. Well, last 60 seconds, man, let me give you some cool news. In Pisa, Italy, 3-year-old reads and gives medical advice. Wow. Italian doctors say they're amazed by a 3-year-old prodigy who reads newspapers, operates the family's television remote, and he's already fucked up right there. Reading goddamn television. Get the fuck off the television. And he'll still be smart. But if he reads that, anyway. It even gives medical advice. The parents from the town of Perignano near Pisa say the boy named Ettore, taught himself almost all these skills just by observing adults, which is so fucking crazy because people, hopefully he never walks in on his parents fucking because he'll get another education that, he'll quickly probably pick up and hopefully he won't exercise. Yeah. All right, people. Man, thank you guys, man. I've been fucking sick, but you know what I'm saying, at my family reunion. So I had an all right time, but I didn't get to do everything I was supposed to do. Didn't get to go down to Miami and shit. Damn, Jack, ain't you in Miami?
Yes, dog, I am. Down south.
I wouldn't have called you, man. I'm so fucking sick. I ain't want to be around nobody. But,
I would have invited you to a peace pipe celebration.
I wouldn't want to pass on my summer cold, man. The summer cold is kicking my ass and it's got me fucking shut down.
That.
But you did go to the family reunion.
I mean, I was forced to. They didn't give a shit. You know, it's one thing about family, man. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Family is just that.
It's just true.
You know,
yeah, I guess
coughing you your goddamn head off, cover your mouth, and then bring your ass on in here. Just don't sit by me.
You weren't passing the peace pipe over there.
Nah, I didn't smoke anything or none of that. I didn't have no urge to smoke, man. I mean, honestly, I had no fucking urge to smoke no weed.
Damn, you really are sick, dog.
Holy yeah, God. I mean, no urge. Like, my uncles and everybody want, like, man, let's go. I'm like, man, y'all go ahead. I'll catch up. And shit me, I spent the fucking every time in the bed, man. I was still fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to, you know, suck down these damn nasal decongestants and shit, but it's like, wow. Coming home, man. I don't know. But I'm not the pill popping type, so won't be catching me doing that. Drinking a lot of water and you know, trying to pump these fluids in me, man. Yeah. Drink water. And that's what I'm doing. So shouts out to Easy Rider, Prophet Jack. And yeah, man, we got to really, you know, well, you got to really wait now because I got to get over this cold before we start training and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep the training up. Yeah. But, Sai, just to let you know, man, I do have the software downloaded and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So once I actually learn how to operate it, then I need to forward it over to you so you can goddamn go out of work the shit, too.
Yes,
if anything happens to me, brother, you're going to have to carry on the fucking train, man. You're going to have to carry on.
Cyanide will be the new host if anything happens to you, Smelly.
Yeah.
Keep your legacy alive.
Hey, that's not bad. Are you expecting something there?
Yeah, you know, I bet it's Cody.
No, damn dog.
Barking for
dog.
Weed.
Sweet dog. It's my dog. It's a sweet dog. No damn dog.
What?
Dog.
It's my dog, so it's not a damn dog. It's a sweet dog.
Sweet dog.
Cool
is that
dog.
The who dog?
The who dog?
The who dog? Who they dog?
Who didn't dog?
My birthday,
well, who they dog is that? Who they dog is that?
Who they dog is that?
Yeah. Yo, man, I would come over there like, what's up, dog? Did you just call me Day? Did you just call me Day? No, I said, what's up, dog? Did you just call me a D-O-G? No, dog, D-A-Y-G. What the fuck is that? Take me around the world with my slang, boy. What the fuck is a dog? All right, man, I got to go back and suck on some damn decongestants, man. I got to stick my head. I got to try this saline solution mix, too, and douche my nose. Yeah, douche my nose.
I got an appointment with food. That's a good one, right?
With who?
With food.
With fruit.
I'm hungry.
Oh, like, what? Is that a new company and shit? Like, with fruit? Who the fuck is that?
Food. F-double-O-D.
That's not how you spell fruit, but all right, yeah.
That's food, F-double-O-D.
Oh,
something to eat.
Oh, you said foot, you know, food, you know.
That's something to eat. Oh, you must have some crazy, you know, crazy ass fetish.
Eat pig's foot, you know. You might eat pig's foot, rabbit's foot, you know. You never ate rabbit's foot soup?
No, not soup.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound appetizing, but yeah.
I had frog legs one night. That was.
Hey, you got a show tonight, right?
10 o'clock. I had a show last night. No, I had a show last night. We have Skywatchers TV. Normally we do it on Mondays, but we're not starting off on that yet, so that's going to be starting off on another week. But, Skywatchers will be on Mondays at 11 o'clock, the video show, in the next couple of weeks.
11 o'clock. That's at night, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all go hammer down the night crowd, handling the night crowd.
We and morning shows don't go very well together.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of why I'm, you know, hey, you know, I got to stick to this daytime, man, because nighttime, my nighttime be hectic as hell.
I mean, I don't know how good this will sound to have an interview and be like, so tell us about your book.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I've done that before on Weed State, you know what I'm saying? You know, we've done that before, but, yeah.
You can always broadcast from the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it just get too loud. I tried that before, it's just too fucking loud. And you got to scream and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't say anything, you just take one plug from the main amplifier, you plug it into the line-in.
Oh, and just feed it right into the, right through the headphone jack. We'll have to try that. We'll have to try that. Do some live broadcast. That'll be coming soon, people. Live broadcasting. Talk free radio.
I got to get out of here. So,
I ain't going to be talking. I'll be too busy trying to DJ and play music and shit, so. It'd still be interesting, you know what I'm saying? To hear everybody's damn music DJ live, hey, that'd be pretty cool. At least you'll know you've been played at the club, huh? Yeah. Well, I do play everybody's shit at the club, even if y'all don't think I do it. Yeah, y'all should get played at the club. I don't give a fuck. If it ain't an ending, goddammit, it offends me. That's what I tell damn club people, too. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, get the fuck out the club. It's all about independent artists here, baby. All about the ending. It's real. So I'll fuck with y'all later on, man. I appreciate it. I got to go and fucking, I don't know, feel sorry for myself in the corner or something and shit.
Hope you feel better, man. Hope you get better,
though. Yeah. I'm fucking sucking right now, man. Well, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to get up on here and bless the airways, man, you know? Could have lost my voice and it would have been a Strictly Chat show, goddammit, you know? Strictly Chat Room. But, hey. I'm here. Because we know Sy's not going to just kick in and, yeah, fill us up with a bunch of groovy info. We see that happen. Oh, Smell, where are you? Where are you? but you know, I got much love for you, Sy. Yeah, get that. You know, he's got, you know, knock the barriers down, man. You know what I'm saying? Do like I do. You fucking talk about anything that's, you know, interesting in you. That's how I do it. And it's interesting to somebody out there. It might not be interesting, you know, to me, you, or anybody else, but somebody is reaching. And that's why I do these shows, because it's interesting to somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. And shit, Mondays get the biggest, been getting the biggest response on Mondays. The My Health Forum. I mean, it's actually getting the most people checking out the archives, and every time checking, I'm normally getting over 15 people, you know what I'm saying, actually checking out the archives, all the way up until 30s and 40s, you know, 40 people that actually checked out. And I had, I don't know, almost 90-something people check out one show. I forgot which one that was. I have to go back and look, but I was like, damn, people really concerned about their health. Wouldn't have never known that, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool you're actually helping somebody, you know what I'm saying, inadvertently helping somebody else out there who might not have known about sinus problems and effects of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the show.
Myself. Yeah.
Now you know. Hey, well, there you go. Check out WebMD.com, man, and get some more sinus, you know, tips and tricks and all that to help you out. Because I'm finna go dish my nose.
Dish your nose.
It just doesn't even sound. That'll never sound right. Got to do a nasal dish, everybody. All right, man. Much love, man. See y'all on the flip side. Peace.
Peace.
We're out. Back in the game radio. Starship Smelly Pies. Sorry, man. The bean got caught up in my cough. We're out.